A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 12. And the Pharisees and Sadducees came, and to test Jesus, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. He answered them, "When it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah." So he left them and departed. When the disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to bring any bread. Jesus said to them, "Watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." And they began discussing it among themselves, saying, "We brought no bread." But Jesus, aware of this, said, "Oh, you of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many baskets you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many baskets you gathered? How is it then that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Philip Ressler, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Old Bridge, New Jersey.
Our community was recently struck with a tragedy. 7 high school football players were arrested on charges of sexual assault in connection to some extreme hazing incidents. It left many people in our community grieving the loss of the football season, which was canceled as a result of these events. And it left many to wonder, where is God? And if there is a God, how can he allow something like this to happen? There are events, there are crises in life that leave us to question our faith. And we ask God, if he is there, that he would show himself, that he would give us some sort of sign that he's not turned his back on us. In the reading today, the Pharisees and Sadducees come to Jesus to ask him for a sign from heaven. And although their motives were not so pure, it was not out of grief or pain or suffering, but out of pride that they asked Jesus to give a sign. They were so convinced in their unbelief that they asked for this sign so that they might disprove the claims of Christ. The word we would use to describe these men, we would call them scoffers. It was not enough to not believe. They took it a step further to mock that which they did not believe. Even if Jesus had given them a sign, maybe a rainbow in the sky, a bolt of lightning, or even to calm the storm, it probably would not have been enough to convince them. They might dismiss it as coincidence. The irony here is that Jesus had already provided plenty of signs. He had just come from feeding the 4,000. He had made the lame to walk. He had given the blind their sight. He had made the deaf to hear. He cast out the demons. He even raised the dead to life. Was one more thing going to convince these scoffers when the previous signs had done nothing to move their faith? I imagine if you're listening to this right now, you're not exactly a scoffer, but you may be a skeptic or you may be a seeker. You want to believe, and your prayer is, "Lord, help me in my unbelief. Help me through my crisis of faith. Give me some sort of sign that you're there." The thing is that Jesus' answer may be no different to you, the skeptic and the seeker, than it was to the scoffer. No further sign may be given for a moment that might leave us in despair until we realize that God has already given us many signs. One sign is the cross. The cross is the sign towards the depth of God's love. He also gives us the sacraments as signs that he still loves us. Baptism is the seal of his adoption. And if you are a parent, you love your child because they are your child, and there is nothing your child can do to keep you from loving them. In baptism, God tells you that he is your daddy and you are his child, and he's going to keep on loving you. If you've been baptized, no one can take that away from you. If you doubt God's love, look no further than your baptism. Then there's the Lord's Supper. This is the body and blood of Jesus we receive in the bread and the wine. It is one thing for someone to tell us that they love us. It's another thing for someone to show us they love us. The Bible tells us about God's love. We sing in the children's song, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so." And telling is important, but so is showing. And it's in the Lord's Supper God shows us his love. Maybe you've heard how important human touch is. Studies show that infants cannot survive without it. Well, the Lord's Supper is God's way of touching us. And it's no wonder Jesus tells us to receive this meal often. So the next time that crisis of faith arises in your life, the next time you cry out in that moment of doubt for a sign, but it seems like no new sign is coming, consider the signs God has already given through Jesus Christ and the promises which are received through those signs.
We thank Pastor Philip Ressler for today's meditation on God's Word.